You've heard the weekend news where Brisbane priest Father Peter Kennedy has been sacked. And this follows the South Brisbane parish challenging traditional Catholic practices, like allowing women to preach and blessing gay unions. Next weekend, Father Kennedy will conduct his final mass after almost half a century as a priest. Brisbane Catholic Archbishop John Battersby handed Father Kennedy his notice in a letter. Your Grace, good morning.
Good morning, Madonna.
It seems almost a low order issue this morning, just given the devastation that we've just heard, doesn't it?
Yeah, very much, Madonna. I must say that I feel quite uneasy in talking about something that seems so less important. And there are just so many hundreds of people down there who are suffering so much down there and in North Queensland. And I feel so sad for them.
But this issue involving St Mary's is a big issue in the local community. And I think Catholics across the state have been watching the outcome. How has it come to this?
Well, certainly I laid down the rules that I thought needed to happen there. And that's been going on now for at least 6 months with communication between the two of us. But again, nothing has happened. Not a word has happened in the meantime. And I think it could be so simple to fix up some of the matters that I'm concerned about.
What are the practices that are not in concert with the Catholic Church? What are those that are the sticking points?
Well, certainly, see, Father Peter is the shepherd of that flock. He's the one who teaches them, who guides them, and again, that's enormously important. I think the theology of South Brisbane is what is quite a big problem there, whether they believe in Jesus, whether they believe in the Trinity, whether they baptise the correct way, whether they celebrate Mass the correct way. All of those things.
So the decision to essentially sack Father Kennedy from February 21, was that your decision or at the end of the day was it the Vatican's?
No, it's certainly my decision. And I think that, again, he's the shepherd there. He's the leader there. And yet he's not playing out that particular role.
Did you seek the advice of the Vatican in doing this?
No, I have not sought the advice of the Vatican.
How did this first come to your attention?
Well, certainly, I mean, it was always known to some extent that there were things happening there that shouldn't be happening. Now, I was unaware of a great number of those until the whole thing broke. I suppose it broke in the particular situation of a statue appearing there, which looked like a Buddhist statue, and which they said wasn't a Buddhist statue, but it was on the main altar. Now, that's the thing that brought it all to a head. And I think that from that there came all the other particular problems that have arisen since, and I became aware of a lot of those for the first time.
Was it people, other Catholics, complaining to you, or what was the impetus for?
Certainly, that was one of the situations, but it wasn't just people who you would call extreme right wingers. It was people who were right in the mainstream of the church, and they objected about the fact that there was a Buddhist statue on the altar.
Did you ask for that Buddhist statue to be removed at any
stage? Yes, no, certainly. I think in the meantime it was broken, and I don't agree with that for one moment. But nevertheless, certainly it needed to be removed from the altar, and that happened eventually.
Emotion, certainly even anger, has been quite strong over this. Have you been subject to any personal threats?
Well, I've been. People have suggested that I fry in hellfire forevermore.
People have actually said that to you?
Oh, yes. I mean, I've been getting them recently. I mean, people yelling out from the front gate about, may I fry in hellfire forever, and using words beginning with B about me. But also people damning me and damning me to hellfire. Yeah, that's not unusual.
Was there any other road you could have taken with this?
Well, I mean, I can just lay down what I see as orthodoxy and ask them to follow those rules. I mean, it's as simple as that. They have made their own rules. They've gone their own way. They're out of communion with the Roman Catholic Church. Now, that's a decision that they have made. But it has to fall upon Peter Kennedy because he is the administrator of that people. He's the shepherd of the flock. He's the leader of that community. He has to instruct them on what to do. You know, it's not as if people make up their own mind what they're going to do. I mean, if you belong to a club, you follow the rules. You belong to the church, you follow the rules of the church. It's as simple as that.
17 minutes to 9 on 612 ABC Brisbane. You're listening to Archbishop John Bathesby. And Your Grace, several baptisms, some people say, may be invalid. Will baptisms be redone?
Well, certainly, in one sense, perhaps not. That's not quite the right word, redone, because they haven't been baptised in the first place if they use an invalid formula.
So how many people do you think, or how many parishioners do you think this may apply to?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think it'd be almost impossible to work that out.
Has anyone asked to be rebaptised?
Certainly, there have been a number of inquiries about people coming to be baptised for the first time with their children. No, it's normally a concern of parents whose children have been baptised there, but there are also adult people who've come into the church and been apparently baptised or sought baptism there. But to what I said in the letter to them, that I'm prepared to again gather people in the cathedral of the church at some time in the future and seek to baptise those children who may have been invalidly baptised at South Brisbane.
Any other invalid rituals or ceremonies, marriages or anything else that you are looking at, or you say redoing is the wrong word, but doing now?
Well, see, I'd hardly know anything about that because, as I say, it seems to me as though anything goes over there. So the rules of the church in regard to the sacraments of the church, and marriage is one of the sacraments of the church, well, it seems to me that people have been coming along there, and again, perhaps not being married, I don't know about that, but certainly being blessed coming along there in those particular situations. So I know very little about what has happened in that particular area.
Certainly, no matter what way you look at it, Father Kennedy has strong support from his parish. What's your message to those parishioners today?
Well, I would say to them they need the wisdom of God's Holy Spirit. It seems to me as simple as that. I mean, it's awful when Christians fight with each other. And, I mean, some of the things that have been said in letters to me are totally unacceptable. You wonder how such a person is a Christian or claiming to be a Christian.
Like what type of things?
Oh, well, just, I mean, as I say, that cursing you, cursing me to damnation and telling me that, you know, I should retire, I should resign, to get out of the job. You know, it really is, hurtful stuff. But at the same time, I've received quite a lot of letters from people there who are very courteous and they're very strong about South Brisbane. And there are a number of letters I've received disagreeing with Father Peter and sort of saying he could take this whole thing down the plug hole. And we love South Brisbane.
Well, will this decision fracture the church in Brisbane more widely, do you think?
I don't think so for a moment. I have received these rather difficult letters, but at the same time I've received probably hundreds of letters and phone calls from people who are saying, we back you, we realise what you're doing. Only last night I received a phone call from up at Cairns, and I've received them from all around Australia, from people who say, we back you 100% in what you are doing.
You talk about orthodoxy. Is there a lesson here for other Catholic churches? Some of them do artistic things like burning, you know, incense and the like. Is this a lesson that the Catholic Church, as you said, like is almost like a club? There are rules and you must abide by them?
Yes, but I'm not quite sure what you might be referring to there because, I mean, incense is very much used within the Roman Catholic Church, and I know that sometimes when people are set up a prayer session, they'll use incense on those occasions. Like, there's no difficulties there. Where there are difficulties is certainly about the divinity of Jesus. And, of course, they were selling books over there that said Jesus was not the Son of God. Now, you know, and I worry about the faith element over there at South Brisbane because I worry even about Father Peter. Father Peter, more or less, doesn't always accept the fact, and I think it has been said perhaps on radio, that he's not sure of life after death, not sure of heaven, hell, these types of things, perhaps not sure of the divinity of Christ. Like, once you get into that particular area, you're separate from the Roman Catholic Church.
How much of a toll has this taken on you?
Well, I've got a lot of Irish in me, and so I don't mind. I mean, this is a part of the job of being an archbishop. I've never been happier in my life than I am at the present time. I've never been more certain of the whole joy and happiness of the Christian vision. So that's there always. That lies as a foundation of my entire life. So things like this come along and you say this is a part of the job of being an archbishop, and I love being an archbishop.
Well, Dean Ken Howell of St. Stephen's will take over the administration of St. Mary's. When will a new parish priest be announced?
Well, that will come into the future. I mean, at the present time, that hasn't been decided. But I must say this, I mean, I don't know what Father Peter will do. Father Peter Kennedy will do. I mean, I said that I would more or less terminate his position over there, but I said, you yourself, and I mean he's not what you call the youngest person in the Archdiocese, he might be considering retirement, I don't know. And he could say that's the path that I will take. I mean, I'm not, I said, I will terminate if you are still there on the 21st. But again, I don't know what way he might go. As I say, there's a number of people over there that love South Brisbane and don't want it put through the plug hole.
So no chance of you changing your mind on this, is there?
Oh, no, I definitely won't, because he's got to be the pastor and the leader of that particular parish.
Well, Archbishop, I appreciate very much your time this morning. Thank you.
Okay, Madonna. Thank you very much.